As a result of more accessible design, as well as numerous streaming groups, tabletop role-playing games are more popular now than ever before. Some of these games appeal to vast audiences, while others are more niche and gain smaller followings. But only a single game gains the hatred of nearly all those within tabletop gaming circles. This game is Fatal. Fatal is the brainchild of Byron Hall, though others were involved in its creation. The game was introduced to the world from a post by Hall on the RPGNet forums, going under the acronym Fantasy Adventure to Adult Lechery. This version of the game was not fully complete and included a number of missing images as well as typos. The forum post is recorded as devolving into a flame war between some of Hall's supporters, dubbed Fatalites, and the rest of the forum. It was also this post that resulted in the infamous review of the game, that heavily criticized it for the racist and misogynistic themes of the game, calling it the date rape RPG without any rules for dating. Undeterred by this reaction, Hall published the second edition of the game in 2004 through the company Fatal Games. This game used the acronym From Another Time, Another Land, though a reason for the name change is not given. The published version included the original 900-page rulebook, though this one was fully illustrated and had the racist mechanics removed, PDFs for character sheets, a program for character generation, and an MP3 for the game's theme song. Most of these remain available through the use of the Wayback Machine, though the character generation program has been lost to time. The second edition gained no further support for the game, and while supplemental material such as a monster book was released, the creator and Fatal Games soon vanished to obscurity. While many aspects of the game follow the standard RPG template, the reason Fatal is so widely criticized is because of its odd, random, and sex-oriented mechanics. This starts off in character creation, where many features that are generally left up to players, such as hair color, height, and other non-essential aesthetics, are instead decided by complicated random generation. This is not the only thing decided randomly, as the 20 core substats are also decided this way. From there, the averages of the substats are used to determine the main stats. Because of this random and then averaged manner, it leads most characters to have very similar stat lines, all of course for the sake of realism. When all the stats are finally rolled and modified by race selection, characters must keep track of how those stats affect the 418 unique skills in the game, ranging from weapon mastery and divination to spitting and urinating. Finally, a player must decide what their occupation should be. They can pick from normal RPG classes like Wizard and Fighter, or choose the Fatal exclusives such as Ink Maker and Whore. And because the leveling is tied to performing tasks related to a player's occupation, and the leveling system is horribly imbalanced, it is possible for a character to die of old age before leveling up once. When all is said and done, a player must keep track of the 11 pages worth of information on their character sheets. When the game is actually played, it's been compared to D&D 3rd Edition with a poorly made homebrew. One of the main changes is the overall weakness of characters, with it being nearly impossible to increase hit points. Another change relating to health is the fact that there are 17 hit locations that each have random effects when hit. Overall, Fatal creates an experience where characters are not unique, unlikely to level up, and very likely to die, thus being unenjoyable to the vast majority of players. While the website for Fatal no longer exists, most of it can be seen through use of the Wayback Machine. The website is a mostly blank page with information on the game as well as links to Fatal-related resources. At the top of the page, proclaimed in fiery letters, is the title using the first edition name. Beneath this is an introduction for the game stating its goal for a realistic RPG without sacrificing fun. Following is a warning explaining that while the focus of the game is neither sex nor violence, rules have been included to account for both, including stats regarding genitalia and rules for sexual encounters. It ends with advice for minors to not play. At the bottom of the page are links relating to Fatal resources. The first of these is an advertisement looking for artists willing to draw sexual and explicit content. This is followed by a section for reviews and comments on the game. The page is generally filled with praise, though a number could be ironic, as well as lines from the infamous review, though these are generally the kinder lines from it. Next is the download link, which is where the rulebook as well as the PDFs and MP3s found in the published copy can be found. After this is the FAQ, a more criticized portion of the website, where Hall makes claims that the game is not sexist and does not promote violent behavior, but that all things included are for the sake of historical accuracy. In this portion, Hall claims that the goal of the game is fun, and while it does have a basis in sex, this is not the intent for all games. Lastly is a contact us link, which includes an email for suggestions to the game. The page is also covered with numerous click here links, though all of these redirect to the Flash Games website, fatalgames.com, which is the current owner of the domain. The website seems amateurish, and while being a platform to spread the game, also seems a place prepared to defend against expected criticisms of the game. Upon the release of the first edition, Fatal drew incredible backlash from the RPGNet forum. The pinnacle of this backlash was the review of the game by Darren McLennan and Jason Sartin. Darren and Jason conducted this review by reading the entirety of the Fatal rulebook, followed by looking over the Fatal website FAQ. This review consists mostly of insults to Byron Hall, constructing elaborate methods to torture the man for creating Fatal. Despite the overall crude nature of the review, it does point out a number of flaws with game design and the game's world building. Design flaws are shown in the nonsensical roles made for the sake of realism. These include the overall character creation, pointless sexual-focused roles like the sperm count role, and the literal thousands of random effects to spells that are generally meaningless. They also point out flaws with the books, including the grayscaled alignment distribution chart, where it's difficult to distinguish between any of the ethics Hall established. In regards to the world-building, the main focus is the lack of research and the magic system. The research criticism comes mainly from the game's hyper-focus on sexual encounters and a lack of consistency with these and the claim that the game is the most realistic RPG ever made. Some examples of this are the claim that 50% of all men won't participate in a gang rape, those who participate in rape and are caught are not considered criminals, and that punishment for rape is the least severe of the 45 crimes listed. While this is not the only historical inaccuracy of the game, it is the one most focused on by the review. The second primary criticism of the game's world-building is the magic system. Lore-wise, the magic system is a mix of old scientific concepts and views on magic, combined with ideas that appear to come directly from Hall. As a mechanic, the magic is highly random and also has a large focus on sexual content. After insultingly critiquing the game, the review finishes by looking at the FAQ section of the Fatal website. At this point, it mocks the justifications made by the website as to how Fatal is not sexist and misogynistic. Overall, the review was viewed as a low-quality rant about a low-quality game. While it did have some valid criticisms, the large number of personal insults and descriptions of torture worse than playing the game caused the review to be seen less as a legitimate review and more as a source of over-the-top humor. Regardless of its perception, Byron Hall made the decision to respond to the review. On April 18th, 2003, Hall posted his counterpoint on the RPGNet forums. Similarly to Sartin's review, Hall has a companion doing the counter-review with him, a contributor to Fatal that goes by the name Burnout. Also similarly to Sartin's review, Hall goes through the entirety of the review and addresses each point made against the game, though near the end, the responses are less specific. The counterpoint starts off by claiming that Sartin's review was made because of fear that Hall's game would be published, and that he would dismantle the emotional response with reason. What follows is anything but that. The counter-review first targets the credibility of the reviewers, despite that they were well-known within the RPGNet gaming community, though admittedly more so as over-the-top comedic reviewers rather than serious critics. Following this, it excuses the excessive amount of skills and abilities as greater attempts to be realistic. Hall also attacks basically every other RPG by claiming that because they offer less detail to the players, they are more lazily designed and less realistic. The counterpoint then proceeds to the criticisms of the excessive sexism within the game. Rather than confront this head-on, Hall and Burnout either ignore the points given or blatantly lie about the game. For example, Hall claims that out of the 900 pages within the rulebook, only two mention rape. While it's true that only two pages are focused on rape, the topic appears in numerous other areas throughout the book. Another example of home avoiding criticism would be how the criticism of all women depicted in the rulebook being referred to as sluts or whores was deflected in favor of criticizing the grammar of the review. Overall, the only criticisms that are grudgingly accepted are mechanical ones that resulted from poor planning, which Hall usually either claimed were fixed in the new edition or fixed on the fly. By the end, Hall accepts 8 criticisms as valid and offers Sardin credit for his contribution. This is despite the fact that many criticisms were ignored, and as the arguments in Sardin's view became more specific, Hall and Burnout chose to respond less and less. Finishing the counterpoint, Hall decides to criticize Christians as primitive and claim that Fatal is the best RPG that there could be. Following the posting of this counterpoint, the RPGNet community almost exclusively mocked Hall for his response, commenting on how at the time only negative reviews were posted on the website about the best RPG. This post would be the end of general discussion of the game, and it was relegated to being one of the most poorly designed tabletop games in existence. This wasn't the complete end of the game, however, as unlike most other terribly designed and limitedly released tabletop games, people actually attempted to play Fatal and documented the experience. Almost all of these attempts focused primarily on the hellish character creation, as without the character generation program available, the process can take multiple hours. Aside from these limited looks into playing the game, Fatal has its legacy in the form of the anal circumference meme on the traditional games board of 4chan. Overall, Fatal was a poorly made game that's primary claim to fame is the near exclusive hate it's had since the release of its first edition.